Darna, a pulsating contest in the end, two apiece, not the result that either side wanted. And you could see the players on both sides at the end, there was almost a sense of dejection because everybody gave everything they could. You're still in with an outside chance.
Well, you're in with an outside chance. It definitely is an outside chance. But we have to go and try and get a result on Monday night home to Wexford, which will be extremely difficult because they'll be very buoyant after their result this evening, which guarantees them a playoff spot. So it'll be a difficult evening on Monday night at Finn Park. But look, if we can get the result that we need to take it to the last game of the season, then so be it. Who knows what might happen the last day of the season? You don't know. We obviously have Treaty at home and Bray then have Cove away. You know, and you're right, the game ended up a bit like a basketball game, to be fair. They were going for it and then they didn't want to lose it. We were going for it and we didn't want to lose it. And then it became a very nervous game. The last 5-10 minutes were both teams creating chances. Over the piece for me, the 90 minutes 2-2 was probably a fair result. I think both teams contributed to a really exciting game here in front of a really good crowd on a really good pitch. And again, my boys emptied the tank and that's all I can ask for.
Yeah. The first half, Bray had countless opportunities. Harp scored against the run of play. And Oisin Cooney, just tell us the story. He was on Republic of Ireland duty with Tom Mohun's under-19 side during the week. So he came back. He was flown in, what was it, earlier today?
Late yesterday. So, which was brilliant. You know, again, I'd like to personally thank Tom Mohun. I'd like to personally thank the Football Association of Ireland for their help in it. You know, Oisin played on Wednesday, believe it or not, for Ireland's under-19s. And then he's come in here and put in another really good performance for us on a Friday. Oisin's done really well. Obviously, losing Tim was a blow. And Oisin's still a young boy, but he stepped up to the mark and he's done extremely well. And again, it's very difficult when you're a young player and you're going from international duty to league duty. But Oisin, again, copes with it very well. He's a very mature young man. But he's like all the young players that have turned out for the football club this year. They've all give a really good account of themselves and they've all learned something. And for me, they're learning on the game and that's hugely important. All it will do is bode well for them and stand them in good stead.
It was a great game to watch. I don't think there were too many neutrals here, but it was a bit like, you mentioned a basketball game. It was also a bit like Clare and Tipperary going full tilt. But, you know, you could have been 3 or 4 down, and then at halftime, you could have even been 2 up. You just didn't know what way it was going to go.
Yeah, no, we knew that Bray were going to come out of the traps. We knew that they were going to start on the front foot. We knew they were going to be positive. They wanted to try and put it to bed tonight, which, if it had been the other way around, I would have been the same. But we weathered that storm after the first 25 minutes. The last 20 minutes of the first half, I thought we were very, very good. And as you say, we did. We took our goal well, and then we had 2 really good chances. Our keeper makes a brilliant save from success. The message at halftime was try and stay in front for the first 15 minutes of the game. Don't give away a sloppy goal. And unfortunately, we did that. It rocked us a wee bit, but we found our feet again and went 2-1 in front. But then again, we just couldn't hold on long enough to sustain, you know, the 2-1 lead to try and get us to where we needed to be to give us that vital victory. But look here, as I say, if we can get the win on Monday evening and we can take it to the last game, then I'll be delighted. If we don't make it, I certainly won't be critical of them. I told them before tonight's game, irrelevant of what happened in Bray here this evening, I'm immensely proud of them because of what they've had to go through as a group of players this year off the pitch. And every hurdle that's been set in front of them, they've just got on with it. And it'll build their character and it'll bode them all well, whether they're a Finn Harps player or not, because it's been a testing season off the football field for a lot of them. And they're very young in the game. And some of the senior players, it's been testing because they're probably used to more than what they've got. And they've all stuck together, and even now, it's in our hands and out of our hands, but at the moment, it's in our hands to take it to the last game, and let's see if we can do that on Monday evening.